Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this Masterclass Immersion Life School call.
Hi, everyone. It's so good to be with you this morning. And I know we'll be talking for a while about a topic that I'm really excited about talking to you about. So, beloved, let's begin.
For those of you who will be watching this archive in the future, Linda and I are speaking to a group in mid-December. In other words, we're in the Christmas season, we're in the Hanukkah season, we're in the holiday season. And what this talk is about is how aware you are going to be in this season. Now, why are we talking about it? Everyone knows there are special seasons at this time of the year. But the subject of our talk to you today is responsibility. Responsibility in the holidays. The holidays you might look at as holy days. Of course, every day is holy. But this time of the year, and I'm talking now about December and early January, and especially December, we encounter some of the most powerful energies on the earth. You might say that powerful energy is the energy of rebirth. Now, here in the West, some people might think of that as a Christian term. But actually, its roots go far deeper, and they're more powerful. I'm talking about the rebirth of life, the completion of a cycle at the winter solstice. In the Northern Hemisphere, the winter solstice is the time when the day is shortest and the night is longest. Everyone can see that. But what you can't see is what's important. At the winter solstice, a contraction of energy that has been occurring since the summer solstice comes to conclusion and completion. In other words, as you look around you in the Northern Hemisphere, and especially if you're far enough north in the Northern Hemisphere, what you see is gray. What you see is snow covering trees and covering fields. The air is cold, the temperature is freezing or below, and animals and seeds are lying in deep sleep. But at this moment, the moment of the winter solstice, an energy reversal takes place, and energy begins to move outward again. The spring is coming, but you won't be able to see it for quite a few months. This is the winter solstice. This is the season of rebirth. All that seemed dead in the cold gray of winter is coming to life again, and we will see it in the spring. This is the power of the completion of this cycle. Now, in the Southern Hemisphere, the reverse is happening. At the same moment, at the same time, in the Southern Hemisphere, we are experiencing the summer solstice. In other words, down there, it is as June would be in the Northern Hemisphere. All is blooming. All is in full growth. Everything is vibrant. Everything is expanding. That is the summer solstice. That is the moment of maximal expansion. So you can see clearly, more clearly than any philosophy could ever show or tell, the exquisite balance in the Earth School. In the Earth School, as we juxtapose these two solstices, the winter solstice in the north and the summer solstice on the other side of the earth in the Southern Hemisphere. And it shows us that balance is integral to the Life School. Balance is integral to all that we encounter, and life and death are part of that balance.
It's integral to the Earth School, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, in this time of the year, we are experiencing the energy of the winter solstice, that cyclical moment that comes once a year. At the same time, and this is no accident, there are religious holidays also incorporating this energy. For example, and in the West, the biggest example is Christmas, the birth of Jesus in Nazareth, or actually in Bethlehem. And at the same time, Jews celebrate Hanukkah, the festival of light. Why are they celebrating the festival of light in the season of darkness? Well, one reason is that they have a candle holder called a menorah, and it's got quite a few candles in it, eight of them, or seven of them, depending upon what menorah you're using. But each of those are lit one day at a time, bringing light. And of course, at the end of Hanukkah, then all of them are lit. And so there's a lot of light. That is a reference to not only the candles, but the festival of light, because it's at the winter solstice that the darkness comes to completion and the season of light begins.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too sure whether that's incorporated in the Jewish religion, but you can see that it's so. I'm not too sure that the winter solstice is incorporated in the Christian religion, but you can see for yourself that it's so. So we have these energies. We've got the religious Christmas. We've got the religious Hanukkah. And at the same time, we have the commercial Christmas. This is very pronounced. This is where St. Nicholas replaces Jesus the Christ and travels around on a sleigh with reindeer and a big bag of toys. And he goes down chimneys and he leaves the toys, which also means that there's children all over the world that are expecting toys. And toys in the old days were made. They were handmade. They were gifts of love with consciousness. Today, they're purchased and they're plastic. And you have to watch out to make sure that where they're made and whether they contain lead or poisonous plastics or not. This is the commercial Christmas. Half of all profits for most retailers are made in this month. That's why the advertising is so intense. That's why the push to sell is so intense. And in addition to that, and overlying it, is the sentimental Christmas. The sentimental Christmas is a Christmas of I'll be home for Christmas, even if in my dreams. Oh, baby, it's cold outside. Silent night. All of these things evoke in us nostalgia, memories of past, and expectations of how we should be. That's the sentimental Christmas, and it merges with the commercial Christmas seamlessly. Because this is the season, if you're not conscious, of frightened parts of your personality striving to do what they feel they need to do in this energy. Many of you will be going to be with your parents. Many of you will be staying at home with your children, and they will be in this energy, as will you. Sometimes your children are coming home to see you. So what do you do when someone in the family starts to teach again, or is impatient, or isn't the way you'd like them to be? Do you strive to please them or to smooth things over, because this is the energy of being home for Christmas and everybody's got their ideas, or every frightened part of every personality has its ideas about how lovely and sweet and wholesome and healing and healthy, even if Christmases never have been really healthy. That's what frightened parts of the personality want them to be and strive to make them to be. So this...
Make them to be what? Healthy?
Healthy. To be friendly. To be
frightened
loving.
Frightened parts of the personality strive for...
Strive to pretend to be that.
Pretend to
because
be.
Because that's okay. What is expected at this time of year.
Okay. So in other words, we're covering over everything.
If you're
it's
unconscious.
It's Christmas time, right? Well, you know... I'm just thinking about something that we experienced one time when we were in a small mountain community. And it was really interesting because Gary may have said this before, but we were having this wonderful time with a group of people. But there were some things that hadn't been talked about that needed to be talked about, and they needed to be talked about then. And so Gary brought up something that was going to be pushed under the carpet, Someone didn't want to talk about the money they owed other people. No one wanted to pretend like it didn't happen and everything was okay. And it was so interesting to see how strong the energy of the season of everyone's supposed to be loving and sweet and there's no conflict and nothing can happen. So people were really upset. Most people were really upset that Gary brought this up at the, you know, to look at, well, what's really going on here? How can we look at this and have it out in the open rather than push it under the rug? And people did not want to do that. They were, except for one person out of this group of maybe 20 people, no one wanted to talk about it because this is the season. How could we talk about this at Christmas time? But what would be a better time when we're all together to talk consciously about what's actually going on, to be responsible?
And what these people, our dear friends, brought together into this gathering was the same thing they bring into their lives every other day of the year. Mm-hmm. One of them isn't very responsible about money. The other is very sentimental about, well, in other words, I think you understand. Because this was a Christmas gathering, there wasn't any tolerance for talking about anything that wasn't conforming to what frightened parts of the personality felt a Christmas gathering should be. And you're in this right now. Even if you're looking at this archive long after Christmas, you will understand what we're talking about. So this is what we're talking about. Being conscious in this confusing mixture of alluring and conflicting messages. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Are you going to remain aware? Are you going to apply your emotional awareness? We're suggesting that you do. We're suggesting that as you interact at office parties, class parties, gatherings in homes, that you use your emotional awareness to be aware continually of what you are experiencing as you interact with these people who are very close to you in your life. And then that you make responsible choices. That you just don't smile at mom or dad when they do something that's irritated you for years. Instead, that you look at yourself inside and see that your irritation comes from a frightened part of your personality. And that it is an opportunity for you to grow spiritually, not by trying to change mom or dad or the kids or anyone else, but to change yourself for the better so that you're no longer controlled by this part of your personality.
Exactly.
And this is an excellent time of the year to practice creating authentic power. That's the short of the message. This is an excellent time of the year to grow spiritually. Actually, there's no time of the year that isn't an excellent time to grow spiritually. But this time, this convergence of the winter solstice, or if you're in the southern hemisphere, the summer solstice, and Christmas, the religious holiday, and the religious holiday of Hanukkah, and the commercial Christmas. There isn't so much a commercial Christmas, a commercial Hanukkah, but there's a big commercial Christmas that is global, and it generates tens or hundreds of billions of dollars every year in retail sales. And then there's the sentimental Christmas.
Yeah.
The Christmas of frightened parts of your personality, striving to do what they feel a good boy or a good girl, or a good parent, or a good child should do. In the midst of all of this, have your own rebirth, a rebirth of awareness, a rebirth of seeing things in yourself using emotional awareness, a rebirth of choosing responsibly. These rebirths happen continually as you remember to create authentic power, mm-hmm. as you recognize in a moment that you were just unconscious and you become conscious. And what happens when you become conscious? Now you can apply tools that you've learned. Emotional awareness, looking inside your body, pardon me, and making responsible choices, which means acting from love, responding from love instead of reacting, acting as you have in the past, from fear.
Yeah, that's why I love the word responsibility, because it's about responding from love, even when you're in a frightened part of your personality, especially when you are. And instead, responding with from a healthy part of your personality instead of a frightened part of your personality. It's so beautiful. The ability to respond rather than react. The ability to create with healthy parts of your personality rather than parts of your personality that are based in fear. The ability to create authentic power rather than external power. And you have that ability all the time, but we're really emphasizing it now because we are going into this season where we're going to be doing things habitually, the way we've always done them every year. We come together with family or friends, or we even spend Christmas alone, whatever it is. There are old habits, whether we're pushing away Christmas, whether we may be even judging people who are going out and buying presents. That's another way of not responding.
Of being unconscious, of reacting.
That's right, of being unconscious, of creating a unconscious time. Because if you are pushing all that away and judging all the people that are involved in it, how is that different from someone who's caught up in the spirit of Christmas and buying presents unconsciously and acting unconsciously? It's the same thing. So we're talking about the ability to respond rather than react, no matter what's going on in this season or any other season.
Now that brings us back to the title of this talk. It's the holidays, or the holy days, and responsibility. Mm-hmm. It's the holidays, or the holy days, and your ability to respond consciously, to be aware, to make choices that will create consequences for which you are willing to assume responsibility, for which you hold yourself accountable. And when you hold yourself accountable, you put yourself in good territory because you are accountable. The universal law of karma keeps you accountable in the most effective and powerful way possible. Whatever you create in others, which means when you interact with others in fear or when you interact with others in love, you yourself will experience interactions from others that are the same. It's in this way that we are all held accountable, but not in a authoritarian way, in a compassionate, wise way, so that we can learn to create differently, so that we can learn to create with love, so that we can support one another, so that we can celebrate every day as a holy day and act as though it were a holy day because it is a holy day, and we can treat one another as if we are all holy because we all are. Mm-hmm. In the Christian tradition, I'm reminded of Mother Teresa. How is it that she could live a life of such beneficence and giving? She said, "I am a bride of Christ, and I see his face in everyone." Can you see divinity in everyone? You can be a Hindu. You can be a Buddhist, you can be an atheist, you can be a New Ager. Can you see divinity, holiness, radiance in each person? Well, maybe you can't in the moment if you're only looking at the personality and you're seeing someone who's deceitful or brutal or cruel or insensitive. But if you're using your multisensory perception, you can look past, so to speak, that earth suit, that costume that a soul is wearing, and glimpse the soul. As you do that, you'll also see what the personality in front of you is capable of if that personality and when that personality creates authentic power. Then you will see the same love and radiance and compassion and wisdom that you are developing in yourself.
That's so beautiful, beloved. I really appreciate that. And I'm really excited about getting on the call with everyone and actually talking.
Indeed. Indeed. So this is the message that we have to share with you. Your responsibility in the holy days, in the holidays. You are inundated with so many messages. What is your message? What do you stand for? Independently of the religious Christmas the commercial Christmas, the sentimental Christmas, the winter solstice. Independently even of that powerful energy, what message do you stand for? Mm. What is your reason for being on the earth? Let the constructive, positive, healthy aspects of this season come into you and inform you so that you can make your message one that is aligned with the highest, most noble, loving, healthy part of your personality, and that is your soul. Well, it's a joy to be with you, beloved, as we're sharing this holiday, holy day message. And it's a joy to be with you as well.